Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. bonito eres hoy. Amen.
Let your hand clap be loud. Let your hand clap be stronger. Let your hand clap be better. You know, one day I was watching an interview with a female bodybuilder. And she said that when she's going to go in for a competition, like 10 days before, she changes her diet. And she said that she begins to eat a lot of potatoes, because the potatoes will make her muscles, I don't know whether look or feel, look full. So days before she goes in for a competition, she changes her diet, because a diet is relevant to what you want to do. That's why athletes at different times eat differently. I had a friend who wanted to get on his university basketball team. He came home one vacation and said that, "This vacation, I don't eat breakfast. I drink sugar water and I go to the gym." I don't know why. But I'm trying to say that your diet is important for the assignment that you have. And I believe that in this church, our diet this year has been altered, because God is calling us to do something. Hallelujah. Amen. So you will discover that, if you are new here, I'm just saying it to tell you that you're about to hear something deeply spiritual. You're about to hear something deeply prophetic. If you find yourself wanting to doze, it's likely that your spirit is not connecting. But I will encourage you. That's why I'm talking now, because I want to let you understand that to receive what is about to come, your spirit has to be alert. Oh, yes. To receive what is about to come, you'll not receive it with just your ears. You need to receive it with your heart, with your mind, and with your spirit. Having said that, I'm happy to announce to you that today we have the privilege of receiving the word of God from one of his choicest servants, from one of his most anointed servants.
Yes.
Shine service, I don't know whether you are ready.
Come on!
Listen. How many of you know that when the lights come on, after light off, especially the one that lasts like 2 days, when the light comes on, it's almost like somebody has suddenly given you life. How many of you know that? And the person I'm introducing today,
come on,
these days we don't have him all the time. So when we have him, I tell you, it is worth opening up your heart.
Oh yes.
Opening up your spirit.
Oh yes.
Having your notebook and your pen.
Yes.
To receive what God is saying to you. So Living Breath Cathedral, I don't know whether you are ready. I don't know how your excitement is like. But if you are excited, I want to hear a loud noise. Join me and let's bring up to this pulpit. To this pulpit. The Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on. Make some noise. Come on, make some noise.
Clap your hands. believe he is?
Yes.
I said, do you believe he
yes.
is? I can't hear you. Do you believe that he is?
Yeah.
Then clap your hands and show some excitement. What a blessing to be here.
Oh,
what a blessing to be in church.
Ay-ay-ay-ay.
What a blessing to see you in church.
Come on.
Congratulate the person standing by you. Well done. Well done. I'm happy to see you in church. Tell the person, I'm happy to see you in church. Another person, how are you doing? Another person, is there any help I can give you? Bishop Kobe's partner is not speaking. Another person, is there any help I can give you? What do you need in life? Another person, by the way, if you want a beloved, we can discuss it. We can discuss it. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Come on. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There is a place you have not stood before.
Hey.
You will stand there.
Amen. Professor, I came for this. Do it out of mind.
There is a life you have not lived before.
Hey.
You will live that life.
Amen. Professor,
I know God has blessed you.
Hey.
But there are certain blessings you have not experienced hey. Before. I'm here to inform you,
Professor,
that the breaking news is hey. That the blessings are on their way.
Amen. Professor,
there is a laughter you have not laughed
hey.
Before. My God and my Lord,
Professor,
nitrous oxide cannot hey. Induce hey. That laughter. Hey. A blessing is about to explode in your life.
Amen.
You will laugh.
Amen.
I release you to a new level.
Amen.
I release you into new dimensions.
I receive it.
I cause the elements to favor you.
Amen.
Wherever you are struggling,
Professor,
may the oil of God, may the help of God, may the grace of God, may it be made available to you.
Amen.
May that which was difficult become
Jesus.
Easy.
Jesus.
If you've never experienced the hand of God,
Professor,
may that hand be stretched towards you.
Amen.
And as that hand is stretched towards you, may it scatter the devices of the enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I now address
yes.
what represents a need in your life.
Professor.
Especially the chronic
hey.
Needs.
Hey.
I declare in the name of Jesus,
Jesus.
That the hand of God
hey.
Which provides and supplies
Atakapayaba.
Is headed towards you.
Amen.
The ravens are coming towards
Amen.
You. The angels are coming towards you.
Amen.
It's been a long time.
Hey.
It's been a long time.
Professor.
Since the world saw evidence that you are walking with God.
Hey, it's been
today,
hey.
You are about to experience
proofs,
evidences,
Amen.
Supplies.
Amen.
You are going to have something to show the world
Amen.
That you are not wasting your time when
hey.
You are following God. Receive the blessings of God.
I receive it.
Receive the grace of God.
I receive it.
Receive the kindness of God.
I receive it.
whatever you need,
prophesy,
to make a difference in your life. I'm talking about a difference. A difference between black and white, between day and night. Whatever difference you need,
Jesus,
to see in your life, the power of God is precipitating that difference.
Amen.
Receive the blessing now.
Receive it.
Anybody holding your blessing?
Oh,
you didn't hear me. Anybody holding your blessing?
Jesus.
I want to address that person.
Hey.
You are a hijacker.
Hey.
I send the fire of God your way. Release the blessings of God's people. Release the blessings of God's people. This week, you are going to hear phone calls.
Prophesy.
You will hear messages.
Amen.
That I should have brought this 2 weeks ago. I should have done this a month ago. I've always felt like doing this. I don't know what is moving me. This week,
yes,
they will call you.
Amen.
They will text you.
Amen.
You'll be there and hear Kalai on your mobile. Receive it now. You are receiving energy and power.
Amen.
To do what only you can do.
Amen.
Some of us cannot do the things we have to do. I transmit power to you.
Amen.
I transmit capacity to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I transmit ability to
Amen.
You. Receive it now.
Receive it.
And may what you can do be delivered by God.
Amen.
Be answered by God.
Amen.
May what you can do
Jesus.
Happen automatically, instantaneously, and powerfully in the name of Jesus. Anybody who laughed at you will come back with a new story.
Professor.
I see a handwriting.
Jesus.
It's writing a new story. A new story.
Professor.
A new chapter.
Professor.
Is someone receiving a new chapter? Is someone receiving a new testimony? Is someone receiving a new paragraph? The story of your life is not complete
Jesus.
Without this paragraph,
da, la, da, ba, la,
without this chapter,
hey.
Without this line.
Mandaba.
May God help you.
Jesus.
May God help you.
Amen.
And may his help make you mighty.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Professor. Do what you
As
are going
you are
to
walking
do.
Away from here.
Professor.
Your wedding ring is slipping
Professor.
On your finger. Your employment letter is coming.
Professor.
I said your employment letter is coming.
Amen.
Whatever you need to smile,
hey.
It is coming to you.
Amen.
Receive the blessing of God.
Receive
it. Every area of your life that lacks God's
Professor.
Help. Every area
Jesus.
That lacks God's help.
Jesus.
Because you made a mistake.
Ah.
Because it didn't do what was right.
Mandala.
I now plead on your behalf.
Jesus.
That mercy will triumph
Amen.
Over judgment.
Amen.
May mercy triumph over judgment.
Amen.
May mercy break through for you.
Amen.
May mercy make a way for you.
Amen.
May mercy give you a new life.
Amen.
May mercy give you what you don't deserve.
Amen.
Receive it to my left.
I receive it.
Receive it to my right.
I receive it.
What you have never
Professor.
Enjoyed.
Professor.
This season
Jesus.
Is your season of new blessings,
Amen.
Of new experiences,
Amen.
Of new depths and heights in God.
Jesus.
And all men will know
yes.
that God is with you.
Mandala badaba.
The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord establish you.
Amen.
Whatever is trying to
professor.
Let you slip away.
Professor.
Is it a problem? Is it a blessing?
Jesus.
Is it prosperity?
Jesus.
Whatever it is.
Mm.
Is it a man? Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Is it a girl?
Hey.
Whatever it is that is trying to let you slip away
Professor.
From your place of blessing.
Yes, yes.
I block it now.
Amen.
I cut it off now.
Amen.
And I scatter the devices.
Jesus.
If it has 1,000 parts,
hey.
I scatter it into 10,000 parts. May no two pieces remain together.
Jesus.
The Lord help you.
Yes.
May his finger arrive.
Oh, yes.
Arrive to make a difference. May the finger of God write a new destiny for you.
Amen.
May the finger of God write a new testimony for you. May the finger of God write a new story.
I receive
shout a new story.
A new story.
Shout a new story.
A new story.
Clap your hands and believe God that a new story is about to be written.
I receive
Matolaba
a new story.
Mayata Baba, a story no man can block, a story no man can stop, a story no devil can take away. Clap your hands again. The Lord be good to you. The Lord remember you.
Amen.
The Lord remember you.
Amen.
The Lord remember you.
Amen.
Some of you, there are places,
Professor,
you sowed good seeds,
Professor,
but nobody remembered you.
Hey.
And it's broken your heart. You know your problem?
Ah.
Your problem is that you are expecting the fruit from that same place.
Ah.
It only happens in agric.
Hey.
But in the economy of God,
hey,
you don't reap from where you sow. I said, in the economy of God, you sow somewhere, but you shall receive from the Lord.
Jesus.
From the Lord.
Yes.
May the Lord cause your friends to bring you the fruits.
Amen.
May he cause your enemies.
Professor.
I have lived long enough to see enemies blessing
Jesus.
Me. May your enemies bless you.
Amen.
May your enemies be good to
Amen.
You. May they who were not predisposed kindly to you,
Professor.
May they come with gifts.
Amen.
May they be under compulsion
Amen.
To minister kindness
Amen.
To you, to minister goodness to
Amen.
You. May the Lord stand on your side of the battle.
Yes.
May an angel stand on your side of the battle.
Amen.
And may his goodness make a difference.
Jesus.
Upstairs, downstairs, at the back,
Professor,
wherever you are.
Professor.
May his goodness make a difference.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing.
Tell your neighbor, I feel something good is coming your way. I feel something good. You know something? I'm giving you 5 minutes, 5 seconds. Prophesy some good things to the person standing by you. Say something nice to her. Prophesy something nice to her. When you finish, let her also prophesy something nice to you. Yes. 5 seconds. Five. Ka. Now change over. You two prophesy something nice. And you wait and see those words coming to pass. Wait and see those words coming to pass. Wait and see the manifestation of these words. For the Lord has determined that from the lips of the one standing by you shall trickle the oil and the wine. And may it now begin to pour as a river.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing. Kaya balaba.
I want to say that it's been a blessing enjoying this church from afar. For the past 2 weeks, Bishop Kobe has been blessing us, leading us. How were the outreaches he led you to do? Many of you were not here. Yeah, but we thank God. Clap your hands for this pastor God has given us. Clap your hands for this pastor God has given us. And as you clap your hands, I declare that you will not lack a covering over your head. I said you will not lack a covering over your head. Keep
Amen.
Clapping your hands. You will not lack a covering.
Amen.
Yes. The sun shall not smite you by day.
Amen.
The moon shall not smite you by night.
Amen.
I don't know who is bringing you up. But I expect the person to tell that life is complex. Clap your hands. And I'm saying that may there be a covering over you.
Amen.
When the arrows are shot, may the arrow meet somebody before it
Amen.
Meets you. And may that person be the covering God gave you.
Amen.
Jesus told Peter, Satan has desired to have you.
Amen.
But I've stood in
Come
for
on.
You. Receive a go-between.
I receive
an intercessor.
I receive.
May somebody take your blows for
I
you. May somebody more anointed than you take your arrows for you.
Yes.
Clap your hands and celebrate your go-between.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I am by this blocking any arrangement Satan has made for you. You know, he has made plans.
Oh, yes.
He has made plans.
Yes.
And I'm saying right now that not one drop of those plans shall come to pass.
Yes.
I cancel it.
Amen.
I delete it.
Amen.
I block it.
Amen.
I banish it.
Amen.
I bind it.
Amen.
I tie it.
Amen.
And I render it in absolutely Jesus incapacitated.
Name. Yes.
Immobilized.
Amen.
You cannot come to God and not have something to show for it.
You can't. Yes. My God.
Hey! I just heard something.
Professor.
Here.
Professor.
I hear the Lord is saying that He's giving you something.
I receive it.
To help you to do what is right.
Oh, I receive it.
Say, I will do what is right.
I will do what is right.
I will know what to do.
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 In every area.
In every area.
I'm receiving signals.
I'm receiving signals.
I'm receiving information.
I'm receiving information.
The steps I take will not be missteps.
The steps I take
will not be false steps.
In my work.
In my education.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my
relationships.
In my work with God.
I know what steps to take.
I know what step to take.
I'm receiving information.
I'm receiving information.
Insider information.
Insider information.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Somebody from within.
Hey.
Say somebody from within.
Somebody from within.
Say somebody from within.
Somebody from within.
Is whispering to me.
Is whispering to me.
Is cautioning me.
Is cautioning me.
Is admonishing me.
Admonishing me.
Is warning me.
Is warning me.
Say somebody from within.
Somebody from within.
An angel has arrived.
An angel has arrived.
He was in the meeting.
He was in the meeting.
An angel has arrived.
An angel has arrived.
He was in the room.
He was in the room.
An angel has arrived.
An angel has arrived.
With inside information.
With inside information.
I'm hearing it.
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 Say, I'm wiser.
I'm wiser.
I am wiser.
I am wiser.
I know what to do.
I know what
I'm
to do.
Smart.
I'm smart.
The smartness.
The smartness.
The smartness
of the Holy Ghost.
The smartness,
the smartness
of an anointed one.
It is my portion.
Clap your hands and celebrate a new day for you. A new day.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
you know, I now understand the problem. It is when you stand that you stir up.
Let it flow.
So please
like
sit down. When
flow,
you stand, you disturb some things in my spirit.
Come on.
When you sit
we
down,
came
I'll be
for
calm.
This. Came for this.
Yes. When you sit down, I'll be calm. Before, I forgot to say that I had a good time in Madagascar. At the top of Madagascar, that's where the action was. Diego Suarez. The Suarez part is not too nice, but it was a fantastic campaign. Yeah. I will advise you to do soul winning outreach, because when you evangelize, you become international. Walk across your street. Share Christ with somebody as you keep doing it. Because remember, the mandate is go ye into all the area. What did he say? Go ye into all the town. Go ye where? All the nations. All the world. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. May the spirit of soul winning come upon you.
Amen.
And make you an evangelist.
Amen.
Then from there we went to Monrovia, Liberia.
Wow.
We crossed from the island of Madagascar to Monrovia via Accra. You will not be a local girl. I said, you will not be a local girl. Towards the end of the year, this year, I will call for passports. I'll call for passports. No. Towards the end, October, November, thereabout. Yeah. You will have visas you don't use. Oh, and I forgot to say that you will not be the one buying the plane tickets. Try to be in God's will. That's why today I want to continue to talk about give thyself wholly. You see, there is a blessing in God. When you walk with God, there is a blessing in it. But many are not enjoying the blessings because they are not playing according to the rules of the game. You cannot play football and use your hand anyhow. There is a place you can use your hand. But when the time hasn't come and you use your hand, you can be disqualified. People have played football and are billionaires. They are what?
Billion.
They own private jets. Houses they will never live in till they die. And they became billionaires. And of course, a lot more are millionaires. Mainly because they had respect for the laws of the game. Respect for the laws of the game. You can't live carelessly as a Christian and expect God to bless you. In Hebrews 11 and verse number 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, how many of you have come to God? Oh, I can hear the Spirit speaking. I hear it. I hear it. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You are not allowed to walk with God without this mind. You are not allowed. Anybody who says he is with God should have this mind that he is. That one we know he is. And the second is that he is a rewarder whether he is the Almighty, he is the creator of the moons and the stars, and he is the healer of our body. The first thing is that he's a rewarder. God is likely to reward you first before he heals you. He may even heal you as a reward. The problem is that the activities that bring the reward, you know, a reward suggests an action that has been taken.
That's
an English. Oh no, she's in the First Works Church. Did anybody here study? By the way, did English masters? You didn't do English. I please find the meaning of reward for me. Reward. Well, when it comes to the real time, people deny the courses they did in school. Please read reward. What does it mean? Yes. I think that there is a connotation of something haven't been done. A prior action. Please read it for me. A reward. Oh, you don't have Webster? Oh, I have Webster, so let me find. We are in church. Don't be too uptight. Tell your neighbor, relax, relax, relax. Tell your neighbor, relax, la. Yeah. This auntie is not nice. But it connotes something. It's that something that is given in return for good or evil done. Or received. Yeah. Or something that is offered or given for some service or attainment. So there is always a prior activity. That's all I'm saying. I will stop preaching. The way the place is quiet, I feel intimidated. I'm explaining reward. Okay. You're writing. Okay. And I've also banned tablets and phones. Okay. No, I got uneasy. Okay. So I can go on. Okay. A reward is different from a gift. But in order not to even go deep, I can tell you for sure, a gift is not as free as you think. But I'm not going there. Yeah. You don't give gifts to nonsense people. You don't give gifts to apathetic. You don't give gifts to people who are neutral to you. But let's stay with reward. That he is a rewarder. So you must do something. He's got rewards. He can't find people who are doing the right things.
My God. What a word.
People are doing things, but they are not doing it the right way. What are you talking about? That you can be a Christian, a follower of God, and your enemies will laugh at you? Never. David said, I have been young, but now I am old. I have never never seen the righteous man forsaken by God or his children doing lala sulala. That's David. He said, I've been a young boy. Now I'm old. My hair is gray. I have no hair. I have never seen a righteous man. Tell your neighbor, God is a rewarder. He is waiting for you. Do it. And do it well. Paul told Timothy that even when we are doing things, we must do. I'm preaching a message to you. I'm preaching a message to you. He told his son Timothy that when you are doing something, when you are striving, you must strive lawfully. Lawfully. The reason why you are not seeing much from God after all the years of jumping up and down is that you may not be doing it lawfully. If a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive law, 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 law. Don't be lawless. God wants to reward your work, but you are doing it lawlessly. Yes. One of the laws I cannot proceed without talking about, because it is the bedrock of this message, is the law of absolutes. The law of what? Absolutes. It's either 100% or zero. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou. What are you talking about? Mommy, it's not true. Nobody can love the Lord and not be rewarded. Psalm 91. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I'll do what? I will answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. Because he has set his love upon me. I will set him on high. Can you show me anybody who loved God and was not delivered, was not set on high? Look at verse 15. Because he has set his love on me, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. What are you talking about? If God is not setting you on high, the chances are that you are not loving him. Is the law of absolute. If you are loving God, thou shalt love the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:5. Look at the English there. With what? Some of your heart and some of your soul and 20% of your might. No. All. You are not experiencing much from God because you have not placed all on the table. Is the law of absolutes. So you can show God things you are doing to love him, and God will show you that this one is 70% love. God doesn't see 90%. It is University of Ghana that 95% is A plus or A or what? First class. It's Harvard University that 98% is first class. God has, he doesn't even see. It's either 100 or 0. can deceive yourself that you are bringing in 87. 87 is a lot, but God sees it as what?
Zero.
I think we, how many of you did this thing? This system of counting. Not Abacus. Base 10. Do you remember base 10? Base 10 means that what? Once it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Once you get to 10, then it's 1. Base 10. Yeah. That's how God counts. God is base 100. It is 100 he sees. It's 100 he sees. When you bring 90, he doesn't understand it. Because you see, pastors, we pastors like Bishop Kobe, what they don't tell you is that God is jealous. It's something we don't use our mouths to say. He's a very jealous God. He wants all that you are with your former boyfriend.
Bishop, you're preaching the word. Thank God.
You're with your former boyfriend. You are married to God, and once a while you send text to your former girlfriend. He's with you eating dinner, and you are sending Valentine heart notes to a girl in Keta Agbojome. Hey! I mean, he's jealous. I don't know. Don't ask me such questions. He's a jealous God. When we say somebody has a jealous wife, it means that she doesn't want any girl to even pass in front of her husband. Jealous people, they kill.
They're breaking the word.
They kill.
Breaking the word. Come on.
They kill. God doesn't want to share you with even your wife. Yeah. He wants 100% of your heart. What you will have for your wife, you may need to make some plastic hat, some chamber and hall hat and give to your wife, but your original hat, he doesn't want 98 and then 2% for your wife. 100%. So you, that Valentine, you wrote to the girl and said, I've given you all my heart there. Get up and go. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, you may think I'm joking, but if you read the Bible, you see that Jesus gave a warning in Matthew 7:22. See what is there. He said, many. Now, many is not few. Today, I preached in the first service, in First Works. The narrow way. Find it on podcast tomorrow. The narrow way. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to walk with God, then you must listen to that message. It's the first of four in a series. So many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. First of all, in verse 21, go up. Said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father.
That's why I'm preaching this. Those who enter the kingdom of heaven are not bishops. Those who enter the kingdom of heaven are not soloists, are not keyboardists.
Sir, you know, are you in the service?
The fact that you are a bishop doesn't mean you are making it. It's only a type of person who makes it to the kingdom of heaven. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter. And then they will come and say, in your name we cast out devils. In your name we heal the sick. And then he will say to them, I never knew you. Now, the reason why he will say, I never knew you, is given there. But you don't get it. You remember, I've taught you already that the King James doesn't put it well. It's the New American Standard Bible that puts it right. That's the original translation. It's not iniquity. It is you who practice lawlessness. Because there are laws. There are laws. There are laws. Tell two people, there are laws. There are laws. There are laws. You cannot be lawless. You cannot be lawless. When you are lawless, Jesus doesn't know lawless people. And one such law is the law of absolutes. Remember, somebody came to Jesus and said, Master, which is the greatest law? And he said, the greatest law is that thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Wait, what? Some, after you have given 80% to your husband. Thou shalt love. He said, Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Look at verse 36. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Tell another person, there are laws. Tell them, you are the one who is lawless. You are the lawless one. But there are laws. And those who are lawless are those he doesn't know. Which is the great commandment in the law? He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with what? Some of your heart. After you have given all of your might to Zenith Bank, the 18% left, you come and sprinkle it on the pastors. I should stop preaching, okay? Then continue preaching. You give your energy, your heart, your love to Fidelity Bank. You don't even have any energy to do outreach. Bishop Kobe, I want to stop the preaching because I don't like the attitude I'm receiving. I don't like the attitude though. On that day, your law practice will not matter. Your medical practice will not matter. Your bank accounts will not matter. When God says all, he means all. Well, lie, but some liar, man liar. When Jesus says all, he means all. That's why Paul told Timothy, give thyself holy. It means that you can give all.
Okay. I can give all.
You can give all. And still marry your wife.
Yes.
Even the heart you have given her, she doesn't respect it anyway. Oh, I'll tell you. Anything you must give to God that you give to a man will bounce back. If God sees that you are important to him, and he sees that, no, you are loving something too much, he'll either kill that thing or he'll kill you. Why won't you listen to the stories? Look, let me tell you. Anybody who is jealous is dangerous. Noted. I'm happy. Is that what?
Noted. I've noted it.
Anybody who is jealous is dangerous. She can poison your water. Okay, I'll stop the preaching. I'm just coming. It's time anyway. I mean, no. This church, maybe I should also even advise myself. And just, I'm saying that I don't like the attitude in the church. I don't flow. You are noting the jealous people. So I should preach. Okay. When you are going near somebody's husband, and they tell you that man, his wife, is a jealous woman,
flee.
Don't go near. She can actually organize your death. Read the Bible. God has killed many people. He's a killer. Ah, 1 Samuel 3. The Lord kills. This pastor's telling you lies. God doesn't just give life. He kills. Wow. Don't give your heart to your job. He can kill the job. If you want your husband to live and be with you, then remove your heart from there. Because once God sees that he is competing with your husband, he will kill him. What? Read your Bible. Some of you attend prayer meetings. You are in every service because you don't have a job. It's God who killed the job so you can have time for him. Have you not seen that people give you money? Since you lost your job 2 years ago, no, you have not begged for food. He's still providing anyway. Yeah. So he regrets. He said, I have regretted making Saul king. He can regret giving you a wife. Now the wife he has given you is the reason why you can't serve him. The reason why you can't come to church. Many of you here, you are in church because you don't have money. If you get $100,000 right now, we'll see you in church next week. Just 10,000. 1,000. Okay. Sorry, Bishop Kobe has corrected. He says 1,000. Why do you think he loved Abraham? Why do you think he loved Solomon? Why do you think he loved David? They had all the money, but their hearts were still with God. May you learn how to give your heart properly to God. All I'm saying is that don't push God, because he's very wicked. You don't know him. Anybody who is very kind is as wicked as he is kind. My mother told me, she advised me. She told me, I was a young boy, I didn't even understand it. She told me in infancy. She said to me that she is not a fake cloth. And she explained to me that the fake GTPs, there's no difference between the inside and outside. The quality Holland, there's a difference. You see this. The way she is outside, that's how she is inside. Yes. So I should be very careful. Yeah. Me a tamper. You mess with me. It's darker than dark. You don't know God. He can give you a husband and kill him. He can give you a loving father and remove him. Read your Bible. He doesn't tolerate foolishness at all. Once he sees that the intelligence he's giving you is now being used to do politics, that he just makes you smoke weed and you become mad. Or he kills you instantly. The Lord killeth. As I end, I want to tell anybody who intends to be around here, give all of yourself to God. Give all. That is why, you know, you didn't even make me preach the message, but I you remember I told you that if you want to give your all to God, what should you do? He said, to give yourself wholly, number one, believe that your life is in your power to direct it. Yeah, it's your power. It is in your hands to give it all to God. It's not your uncle. It's not circumstances. You haven't, it's even on the state, on the board. You believe that your life is in the power of your hand to direct it. Number two, that God wants you to direct all your life to loving him. Oh. Number three, build all your friendships around Christ. That is what we mean by give thyself wholly. Your friend, there shouldn't even be one unbeliever person around you. It means that you are out. All your friends should be Bible readers, quiet time havers, ministry lovers. There shouldn't be even one girl in your life who is close to you. As a Christian, if God finds even one ant, he wants all your friends, all. Number four, if you want to give yourself holy, you must build your activities around Christ. Yes. You don't travel when there's a church service. Yes. You don't skip God's things to attend to something. He will bend that business. Read 1 Corinthians 10:31. People make plans around God's timetable. That's not it. And this is your activities. Yes. Whatever you do, even your eating. Your what? Eating. But how nor do we eat? How nor does it? Is it not just hand food into your mouth? There's a way to eat. That should glorify God. Number five. Build your life around church activities. So the job you will take should be a job which doesn't require you to be there on Sunday morning.
Or the school.
Yes! God, I don't understand. God, he doesn't understand things. No, think about it. That an ark is moving. Then the ark tries to fall. I mean, any lover of God will try to hold it. You hold it now. instanter. And when you say, I told you, don't touch it. Whether it was falling or it wasn't falling, leave it to fall. Loss. He's a God of loss. And one law is that he's an absolute. He will never say you with your husband. It's getting too serious. We are having Good Friday at Accra Sports Stadium. That's not the time to travel to see your auntie. You plan your life. That is how I chose to do radiology. Radiology. I could have been a surgeon. I could have been an obstetrician. I could have been a gynecologist. I could have been an otolaryngo. Or otorhinolaryngologist. I didn't choose any of them. I could have done sports medicine, which meant I'll be in the stadium every Sunday. Goodness gracious. I chose radiology. I planned even my specialization around the church. I didn't even know then that I was going to become a millionaire from being a radiologist. Money. Money, Jacoby. I said, what is this? What is this? I didn't know. Radiologist. Go home. I thought it was a surgery. I said, I'm a pastor. I will never take a specialty that will make me go to I'll be on duty on weekends. Saturday evening, when I should be doing outreach and leading my people, I'm in theater. A woman has opened her legs and I'm looking inside her cervix. I don't understand it though. Sunday morning, when I should be in the church with a cross, I should be wearing a cross these days. With a cross and a Bible. Reverend Ogo, you are sitting in theater. A woman has opened her thighs are fair. And she has opened her legs. Ogo. Ogo. Leave it to obey. You are a pastor, Ogo. I built my life. Even the wife I chose to marry. I chose her because I knew I was a pastor. My original woman was from Niger. Original. It was either. No, that was my dream. Tall and black. No, they're not Christians. I don't know it. Tall. Oh, you switched to Sudan. I like black, slim, tall. Tall, dear. So my wife should be taller than me. And she should be very black. That was my dream. But because of ministry, I realized that these girls, they don't go to church. The only girl who goes to church is Marian by your side. Opana, engage her and marry her into your house. That's how to do. I'm wearing a ring. And me, if I say I'm marrying a Nigerian, I will go there and get it. There's nothing I can do by the grace of God. You know, second hand, this type of second hand girls in the town. I was in a meeting somewhere. I was in the UK or so. I was having some interaction. Then a girl stood up and said she's from Niger. I bowed my head. I said, next.
Yeah. our plans. I said, don't you have your plans? But you got to plan around God. You cannot let God plan his things around you. Like, because I'm going on duty, the service today might be held at 6 p.m. When you give yourself wholly to God, your plans must be around God. The man should be a man who will allow you to be around God. Around church. That's what it means by you have given myself wholly. I've not left anything back. Number six, you can point to people and things you have left behind to follow God. He said, we have left to give me Matthew 4:19. He said, we have left all. We have left what? Matthew 4:19. He said, follow me. Sorry, the second scripture. There's another scripture there. Take me back there. Who is that human being there? Give me the points. Luke 18:28. Then Peter said, lo, you have left what? All. Many things. All. You have left what?
All.
Can you leave all? Can you leave all to follow Jesus? And Christ's response was that nobody leaves all to follow me who doesn't get all. Today, the things I left, I've got all plus more times 10,000. Anybody sitting here who cannot point to somebody, you can't point to a group of friends you have left. You can't point to a boy you have left. Like you are a girl. You can't point to girls you have left. It means you've not given yourself to God. You should be able to point to a nightclub you don't attend anymore. Like when we are in the car in town, we are driving to the camp. Oh, that place, I used to go there. Yes. I used to go to Boomerang. I used to go to Keteke. I used to go to Wato Club. I used to go to Gondola. Yes. One day, Bishop and I and a group, we had a crusade in Takrady, and we went to Harbourview to go and eat. It's around 12. Just even relax. You're not drinking anything. And I pointed to the door. I said, that door that the man is coming from. A Lebanese man was coming out of the door with some girls. I said, I used to come out of that door as my fourth service. I was going to my fifth service. He said, what do you mean? One night. I said, this is where I had my fourth nightclub in this room. That place there. From there, we are going to Club Ampezo. Today, when I take you to Takrady, I can point. I used to go here. What can you point? What have you left? You've not given yourself up to God. You've just added Jesus to your girls, to your friends, to your betting, to your unbeliever life, to your unbeliever. Can you point to any song you don't listen to anymore? I can point to songs I don't listen to. I can't see my face. I said, can you point to songs you don't listen to anymore? You are here with Tego Sisters, First Love Music. You are here with Maranatha. You are listening to Brenna Boy. You are listening to Tiwa Savage. You are listening to Shatawale. As you are sitting there, you've got Asake's music on your phone. Asake.
You are doing the word, Bishop. Come on.
You are into Wizkid. Yes. But me, I can point to things I don't listen to. But you can't point because you are still in it. That's why I can tell you that you are zero as far as God is concerned. You know, I don't know, but I didn't preach the message I came to preach. This is just a recap. But next week, God will let me. Oh.
How can you? You are married. Can I see your ring? You are married. Diamonds. You are a Christian. You can't point to former boyfriends you have left. As you are with your husband, you are still texting the old guys. You tell your husband you are going to spend the weekend with your auntie. Not saying that you are at la. Is it Nungwa or la? May you have something to show the world that I was once like this, but I'm no more. That is what it means to give yourself wholly. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. You'll be surprised. You'll say, I never knew you. You should point to movies you don't watch anymore. Everything you watch must have sex in it. So, me, I don't watch pornography. But you are watching sexy movies. Yes? Sexy movies. And when you are watching, you are a girl. You have crossed your legs. You have tightened your thighs. You are dead. I shouldn't preach. I've got branches waiting for me on Sunday. I said, I've got branches that are waiting for me on Sunday. If you don't want me here, I'll go to where I have to go. We have left all. Listen. If your intention, I don't know. Maybe you are you collecting debts from someone? That's why you are here. No. But people are here for different reasons. If it is Jesus, then please, you should be able to point to dresses you used to wear that you don't wear anymore. Yes. You are coming to church because it is church. You are going to wear maxi, high maxi, and everything. Meanwhile, last night, when we were going for the party, we could see your red polka dot panties. Tell the neighbor, what can you point? What can you show the world? What have you left? Ask the person, my brother, ask the sister sitting by you. Ask her, what have you left? Hey! Ask her, what have you left? What have you forsaken? You are sitting in church with your old boyfriend, with your pornography, with your unbeliever music, with your unbeliever things, unbeliever dresses, and you are still in the church because you are in the choir. You're going to wear white t-shirt and blue whatever and white whatever. You are fooling yourself. He will tell you, I never knew you. Stand to your feet and let's close. Next week, I'll start the real message. Sorry. We're not finished the recap. You will build your life around people God is using. You can never say you've given yourself fully to God when they are not. You are not inextricably and severably connected to people God is using. A sign that you are really with God is that you are with God's servants. Nobody, even Jesus, he connected to John the Baptist. Oh. Even Jesus. Me, I can point to a man God is using who is in my life. I've built my life literally around him. When we say you've built your life around somebody, it means there's something we must find you doing that you are doing because of somebody. Or maybe the time you are doing it, you are doing it at this time because of this person. Wow. You can never have God while being neutral to the people he's using. It's demonic. Okay.
Teaching the words.
This is the woman God is using in the constituency. You must build your little useless life around her.
Thank you, Bishop. Come on. Come on.
When your sister is sending you, say to her, my LP says that we are going to have a Zoom meeting. Build your life around her. When you are choosing your school, instead of going to Agri Memorial, you choose WAS because of your LP. Yes. Read your Bible. How can you just go and stand there? You can see a lion is coming and you have just opened your hands and your legs. You are there, come and eat me. I'm just eating you. Your behavior, it makes me wonder whether you have even got a little sense in your head. Or you are so blind to the complexities and the dangers of the world. I'm surprised. Even at my age, I'm not a 40-year-old boy. My major birthday I had is 60 years. No, listen, I'm not a small boy by the grace of God. If we come close, I will tell you how I have rearranged my life and I'm doing things because of my son and daughter's pastor. Because of my son's pastor, there are things I don't do to accommodate his beliefs and his expectations. You have no respect for an anointed man. It must be demonic, eh? There is nothing you will have in life that will prevent you from needing the input of an anointed woman. An anointed woman. An anointed man. You can never be too rich. You can never be too beautiful. You can never be too educated to need, because you see, your life is saying that you will need something supernatural. And there are agents of God planted around you. Don't be neutral to them. Don't be ambivalent to their existence. Honor them. Recognize them. I have toiled all night, but I will still put my net here because of you. I can't shout enough. I can't scream enough. Because I've also come to realize that when you are marked for destruction, you are marked. We just leave you to the mercy of God. And hope that, like the Luke 15 prodigal son, one day before you die, you'll turn around. We just are hoping. But nobody is coming to chase you. There's nobody. Nobody has time for you. I can promise you. You, the burden of relating is on your shoulders, not on my shoulders. Your disconnection from your Basenta leader, your fellowship leader, your CEO, your pastor, it's evidence. It's evidence that you are either not spiritual or you have been marked for this. Have you? I don't know if you have used the Amrahia Ashiye Road. Is anybody here who has gone to Adenta Barrier in the past 2 weeks? Or you are always in Dodua? Oh, if you go, if you get to Amrahia, and so there are buildings marked. They are standing there now. They are doing business in them. They are air-conditioned, but there's a mark on them. Mark for destruction. I remove any mark on you. I said, I remove any mark from you. Move away from where you are. I said, move away from where you are and begin to build your life.
Yes.
Around women God is using. I mean, I can't imagine that there is a girl here who will have a beloved that Bishop Kobe doesn't know. You are a fool. Sir, don't pay me today, next week. Because today I didn't bring any new point. So next week you pay me. So for now, lift your hands. Take it out. I didn't do any work today. Lift your hands and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself.
That we give ourselves holy. Holy, holy.
How can you say, which man of God is in your life? I mean, what are you doing now because of this man? Because this is my pastor. Abba! You don't have sense, small one. It shows that you've not given yourself. No, there's no. You see, Demas, he gave himself to Paulo, but just a part of it. Yeah. Me, my pastor, I've given all. I can't tell you the things I've done in my lifetime because of my pastor. You can't handle it. You can't handle it. Lift your hands and pray. Kadoda Baba. Rakatus Maruma Kariaka. But how can we come to church and there's no new point? I don't understand it all. Eh? Okay, then lift your hands and thank God. Just ask for forgiveness for me. And ask the Lord to have mercy on me. Yeah. Yes. At the same point, but it's a new message. Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'm encouraged. Lift your hands and pray. Lift your hands and pray.
That will give our all. Mandalaba. Repata divini masalaba. Regedeve de pata divini ma. Le pata badaba.
Now, bow your heads. It's now time for somebody who wants to give himself to Jesus. You want to say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Holy, all of me. Jesus, take all of me. I'm holding nothing back. Nothing back. As every head is bowed, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to surrender all to Jesus. If you are here like that, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand right now. Yes, lift it high. I'm going to pray for you. Yes, above your head, lift it high. Above, Pastor, I need Jesus. Pastor, I heard the message. I'm taking this decision based on the message I have heard. I'm surrendering to Jesus. Lift your hand high. Lift it above your head. At the back, lift your hand high. I see your hand. I see your hand. Lift it, lift it, lift it, lift it. Lift it high, properly, lift it high. Lift it properly above your head. Lift it high. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, I'm taking this decision because of the message you have preached today. I'm acting on it. I'm surrendering my life to Jesus. And if your hand is up, I want you to come to me. Meet me here. Come. I want to pray with you now. Come. Clap your hands for my brother. For my brother. For my brother. For my sister. Come to Jesus. We are not charging money. It's your life. It's your destiny. It's your tomorrow. It's Jesus all the way. Lift your hands and come to Jesus.
All of me, Jesus, take all,
Jesus, take all of me.
I'm holding nothing back. I'll give myself to you. Although I may,
there is somebody in the congregation, somewhere here. I tell you, the enemy wants to destroy your life. I can see you as if you are the only person in this room. I want you to leave where you are standing and run to the frontier. Resist Satan's attempt to hijack your destiny. I'm waiting for you right now. Come to the front. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you.
I ask you to take
all of me.
All of me, Jesus, take
I'm waiting
all
for you.
Love me. I'm holding nothing back. I'll give myself to you. Although I may not know just what the future holds, I ask you to take hold of me.
Now, lift your two hands. Everyone, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. God's love is coming to you. I'm still waiting for that person. There is somebody whose destiny is on a slippery slope. The only rope life can throw to you is this altar call. But maybe you've also been marked for death. As every hand is lifted, I want you to pray and say after me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I'm sorry for my sins.
Sorry for my sins.
I realize I've gone far from you.
I've gone far from you.
I've given none of my life to you.
I've given none of my life to you.
I've been in charge of my own destiny.
I've been in charge of my own destiny.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Today,
I ask you
to wash my sins.
To wash my sins.
With the blood of your Son Jesus Christ.
Of your Son Jesus Christ.
I make you my master.
My master.
My Lord.
My Lord.
I will obey you. I'm starting a new life.
Starting a new life.
With your help.
With your help.
I will make it. Please receive me.
Please receive me.
And help me.
And help me.
To experience this new life.
To experience this new life.
I thank you.
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 For my great salvation.
For my great salvation.
I value it.
I value it.
I treasure it.
I treasure it.
It's precious to me.
Precious to me.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For this beautiful life.
For this beautiful life.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Media, you are on duty today. Come. Yes, no, stay there. You are with them. Are they not working under you? Other people going to visit you, help you. If you have questions, concerns, something you don't understand, they are there for you. They will pray with you. They will help you to take the right decisions and be with you until you are established in the kingdom. Whatever they say, please listen to them. Okay? Yeah. And make sure that you become their friend. And if you even need 10 Ghana, you can ask them. They will help you. Are you there? Your God is a golden watch, so you don't need money. So please take them. And let's receive our pastor with a shout, with a hand clap. Yeah. I don't like the hand clap at all.
Yeah. Come on, let your hand clap be louder and longer. Let it be louder and longer. Clap your hands. The people at the back, I'm watching you. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. The people on the side here, I'm watching you. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. You know, I'm telling you that the messages in this service now are different from last year's messages. Maybe you don't see it. They are different. I'm telling you. These are messages for spiritual people. Deeply spiritual people. Yeah. Deeply spiritual people. I mean, apparently it was a recap, but I didn't realize it was a recap. Because it's a fresh message. Yeah. Fresh message. I've never heard giving yourself wholly preached this way before. But so clearly, yeah. If you are here and you can't use this one, then I don't know what can be done for you. But isn't it amazing? Isn't it scary that we are writing an exam where 99% doesn't pass? It's made me quiet. It should make you sober. 99% doesn't qualify. The pass mark is 100. It's all or nothing. Absolute. It's a law. Like, whether you understand it, you like it, you anything, if you don't do that one, you're out. Many will say, Lord, Lord. May you not join those who will say, Lord, Lord, and will not be received by God. I'm telling you. If you are here, and you know, and also don't pretend that you don't understand the message. Because you understand the message. Your example was inside. Even they mentioned your favorite. I saw some girls when they mentioned Asake. You see that? They are into. He's their man. Or he, I don't know if that is a man or a woman. Your person. It's a man. You can see that. As Bishop talked, I can say that. He's their man. So I'm saying your example was inside. Don't pretend. Your example was inside. Yeah. So you understand the message clearly. Clearly. To the extent that God gave your example with your details. Don't pretend at all. Don't pretend. But you know, there's a way in which we receive the word. It's almost like the man of God is preaching something abstract. It's a lie. It's a lie. I say your example was all the examples Bishop gave, they are sitting here. Otherwise, you wouldn't have given those. Oh, yes. That's the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God was talking to you. Yeah. Your example is inside. Take it and let it show you that God is speaking to you. That this year, it must be 100%. Yeah. The days when God was in your back pocket, when you have finished the important things in life, then you whip him out. Those days must be over. Otherwise, a day is coming. You pay for it. Yeah. The beginning blew me away. He's a rewarder, which means that something must happen first. Then he responds. That was what killed me. A reward is different from a gift. It can just come your way. But a reward means that you have done something first. Beautiful. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a reward of them that did. We are just reciting it and using it to make ourselves happy. Apparently, it means that you must do something first.
then God responds. No wonder God is not in our lives much. But I thank God for light that has come. Light. Today we have received light. You know, those are also, I want to tell you that make it a habit to listen to the messages from His present service and First Works. Yeah. God is doing something through these three services. You take my word for it. When you listen to the three messages, you see that there are threads that connect them. But there are different series happening in the three places. Sometimes it's the same series in the three places. Now there are different messages. You need to listen to all of them. Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday, Bishop talked about light as one of the things that God gives us when we wait on Him. And I believe that today, if never, but today, dear, major light has entered this church. I'm telling you. Yeah. Major light. God is showing us in this service what He wants us to do. Said, He has shown thee, O man. God is showing us. I'm telling you that God is showing you what He wants you to do. It's not, I told His presence yesterday that the series God, Bishop is preaching because God wants to tell them something. You too, God wants to tell you something. What God wants to tell you is that this year, if you will get anything from Him, you have to give yourself wholly. You have walked in the wilderness for too long. God wants to bring you to a place where you will truly experience His glory, His blessing, His goodness, and His rewards. Why don't you clap your hands for our pastor, our personal pastor, our personal gift from God that God has given us. Your hand clap is low, it's weak, it's lackadaisical, it's confusing. And the photo that is up is a picture of the podcast. Go and look for it. And if you don't know how to operate a podcast, you don't understand, you don't know what it is, at the back, everybody turn to the back, there's a banner there. It says Hearing and Seeing Campaign. It's not a decoration in the church. When you go to that banner after church, there will be people there who will explain to you, help you to have the podcast so that you can listen to the messages. I want you to clap your hands one more time because the gift of God has come to us. What a blessing. Bishop, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. You have blessed us today. I have enjoyed the message. I've enjoyed the message. Yeah. I've enjoyed the message. I've enjoyed the message. Take out your communion this afternoon. Take out your communion. Take out. You know, those of you who don't bring communion to church, I want to address you. You see, we will not share communion. We don't do that. You bring your communion. You do what? You bring your communion. Yes. Also, when you enter the gate towards the mood changing plaza, there is a place there where the communion is sold. How much is it? One CD, 50 pesos. So like now you are standing here because of one CD, 50 pesos. You're about to miss a blessing. I don't know what's wrong with you. Will you bring your communion next week? I said when you enter the gate towards the mood changing plaza, is there, get it before you come into the service. Ashes, as you stand at the door, remind people about their communion. As they come to church, ashes, as they come to church, remind them so that they can go and get it. Lift up your bread. Listen, this bread is the body of Jesus Christ. The body was broken for us so that we might have life. The bread you are holding in your hand today is the body of Jesus Christ. You are about to eat the flesh of Jesus Christ. And that flesh is given to you so that you might have life. Today, as you eat the body, the flesh of Jesus Christ, I declare that life is coming into you in the name of Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ. Eat it. One of the things that happened on the cross was that Jesus was pierced for His blood to flow. And that was significant because that blood needed to flow as a sign that he had given himself wholly. He had been emptied of life because the blood is the carrier of life. It signified that Christ had given his all so that we would have a complete life, a whole life. As you drink the blood, I declare that your life is being made whole. Amen. Something somebody is missing. Something you are lacking,
yes,
is coming to you now.
Amen.
As you receive the blood of Jesus, amen, Christ. As you remember his sacrifice on, yes, the cross. His total emptying of himself is restoring something to you that you are missing. The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Lift up your hand for your blessing.
Oh, yes.
I declare now,
Jesus,
that every deficiency in your life,
yes,
is being repaired now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
As you give yourself holy,
Jesus,
your life is being made whole.
Amen.
Jesus Christ was emptied of everything,
yes,
as a sign that you would have everything.
Oh, yeah.
I declare now that every deficit, Jesus, is being made up for in your life in,
amen,
the name of Jesus. Every gap is being made up for in the name of Jesus. Some of you, your gap is mercy. Receive mercy in the name of Jesus. Some of you, your gap is atonement. Receive atonement in the name of Jesus. Some of you, your gap is wisdom. Receive wisdom now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's gap is healing. Healing. I declare that healing is coming to your body in the name of Jesus. Muscles are being supplied for replacement. Nerves are being supplied for replacement. Joints are being supplied for replacement. Yes. Oh yes. Bones are being supplied now for replacement. Somebody's need is an organ. I declare now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Organs are being supplied. Receive a miracle.
I receive it.
Christ died so that you have a miracle.
Jesus.
So that you would be made whole through miraculous means. I declare now that you are receiving miraculous supplies,
yes,
that make up for every deficiency.
Amen.
May your life be made whole from,
oh,
here.
Yes,
I said, may your life be made whole from,
Jesus,
here. May your life be made whole from here.
Amen.
Father, we thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.